Houston, you have a problem. And it's coming down I-45. The Hard Line is heading to Houston for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's a live broadcast from H-Town, July 12th and 13th from 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, for all our P1s down in Houston, we hope to be able to give you some data about exactly where we're going to be broadcasting from down there on those days. Hopefully, we'll have that nailed down sometime in the next couple days. So, just be by the channel. When we know, we'll let you know. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels. And by Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Simon and Garfunkel tomorrow night at the AAC. A very tough ticket.
It's a very tough ticket. And I know four people that need to come up with four.
Yep.
That's right. And if you're in that boat where you want to go to Simon and Garfunkel, you need to call Texas Tickets and talk to them about it. Jessica Simpson, Saturday at the Smirnoff. Diana Krall, keeping the spirit of the Standard alive as only she can do. Sunday at Bass Hall. Texas Tickets has great seats for those shows as well. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who tries to present himself as this big Neil Young fan, and now all of a sudden we're starting to wonder. Here is Cobra.
Snape.
Got a little bit of breaking news here.
Do we?
Yes. Three bodies have been found on a New Mexico ranch owned by ABC newsman Sam Donaldson. Authorities say Donaldson went to the home of his ranch manager yesterday and found an obvious crime scene.
You mean noted murderer Sam Donaldson?
He's not a suspect. Not a suspect. The sheriff says when deputies arrived and searched the area, they found the bodies of a male and two females. Our identities are being withheld. Sam owns three ranches in the Hondo, New Mexico area. But it is an obvious crime scene. So, three murders at the Sam Donaldson Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Throw that out. What's the name of his ranch? The Toupe Ranch?
Does he wear a wig?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Oh, man.
You know, not much good can happen in the state of New Mexico.
Santa Fe, Taos.
Oh, that's, New Mexico's great, Ron. You'd love it.
You would.
You would love
There's a reason the great Don Meredith retired there.
You'd love Santa Fe. Yeah, but how would you like to live there?
I wouldn't mind living in Santa Fe, not in the least.
Well, I wouldn't either. You need big bucks to live there, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's an expensive town.
I'm a rich son of a gun, man.
I know you are. I know.
I've got 20 bucks.
You probably need more than that.
Good start. If you were in London on Monday night, you would have seen something, well, if you were at this particular play, you would have seen something that would have grossed me out. Or it wasn't a play, it was a concert. Macy Gray, noted rock star, took all her clothes off.
Totally?
Yeah.
Everything?
Totally nude out.
She got totally naked.
Yes.
Everything.
During her rendition to Nina Simone's Feeling Good, which is Robert Wolanski's favorite song.
No, his favorite song is Wichita Lineman.
That's true. She was photographed for a book set to be released next year to raise funds for AIDS in Africa.
Nude.
It says, one fan says, Macy Gray was fantastic, really energetic. She really captured the audience's heart when she came on stage naked.
So completely naked.
Yeah. Nothing.
I mean, beef and all.
Is anybody really interested in seeing that? And can you imagine?
What if it looks
giant,
like...
What was that, Tom?
Giant beaver.
What if it looks like the one on her head?
Just that big mandingo bush just flying around.
I'm interested.
You are?
Yeah.
I know Ryan's is.
I'm pretty much interested in seeing anybody naked.
You know what? I am too. Shouldn't.
I don't get her on any level.
I like that one song she does that was a hit for her, but I can't remember the name of it now.
She Did Me Tonight?
No, it wasn't She Did Me Tonight.
I found a diary this is underneath the tree.
There's a new album that I believe is hitting the stores yesterday?
Soon.
Soon?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
It is called, and I'm so glad that they're finally paying homage to me after all the money that I've spent on them.
Snake.
Close. The album is called Uber Cobra.
Quota.
And I want y'all to listen to a particular selection. This is called Papa Johnny Road. Oh, it's a live album, by the way, too.
Oh, great.
What a beating.
For me.
Really?
And you have slipped some stuff in before.
The same without Mikey.
Well, yeah, Mikey is dead.
Where's Mikey?
He died.
Why'd he die?
He had cancer.
Why'd he get cancer? That kills you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a live record, so you'll get to hear 7 to 10 minute songs on all 12 tracks.
Oh, Danny should enjoy that.
Yes, he should. Danny, there's lots of pedal steel on here from the great John Keane.
Good.
Lots of it.
Great. I'm turning my back on the instrument.
On the pedal steel?
Yeah.
Why?
That's about time. Danny doesn't go with anything but for about 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. Then he turns his back on it. He turns his back on that little puppy dog before
too
long.
Too many people doing it.
Yeah, there's tons of pedal steel players out there.
Yeah, when one joins the Time Wasters, you know it's had it.
You want to hear him try to rip Neil Young?
Who?
Widespread?
Sure.
It's got to be better stuff.
Track one. This is the great Neil Young song.
Oh, is this
Walk On? Yeah. Yeah. Listen to the crowd getting worked up into a frenzy.
Acoustic, huh?
Yeah, the whole album's acoustic. It's a good record, too. I miss them. We'll be back next year. They're taking a year off. Marlon Brando will have no funeral. It's the way he wanted it.
It's the way everybody wants it.
He left behind a videotape of funeral wishes, and I wish I could do something like this. Including a request.
Well, why can't you?
I don't have the balls to do this.
Cobra.
We'll bring up a video camera, and we'll make it on the air tomorrow.
Okay. including a request that neighbor Jack Nicholson lead a gathering of mourners in tribute. It also included instructions for his ashes to be scattered over the Tahitian island that he owned, as well as a list of individuals forbidden from attending his funeral, for his memorial.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. There's just a list of people that he just read
who
off into the camera. It didn't say. His family's not releasing it.
Man, that's what I'm going to do, too.
You should.
I am, man.
Will all of us be on it?
Every one of you.
His sister says there will be no service of any kind. It was something, if someone wants to do something like a public memorial, that's their business. But Marlon would have hated it. He wouldn't have liked it, and we don't want to do anything he didn't want to do. He's off on his trip, whatever that is.
Maybe the weirdest man to ever come around.
Did he die friendless, you think? Wasn't Michael
Sounds
Jackson...
Sounds like it.
Was Michael Jackson his little buddy?
He had his housekeeper.
That he was banging, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, she's like 80 now.
Well, still, that's a friend.
I guess.
Sounds like you might have liked Jack Nicholson.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Cody.
Banging away.
But there are no real age restrictions on friends.
I realize that. I have many friends that are over 20.
Well, wait till they get to be about 50, and you're not going to like them.
Or if they get fat.
Yeah. Snake. Or turn black.
What? Or turn black. Oh, boy. That's funny. Kirk Douglas' son was found dead, and not the good one. Eric Douglas, a sometime actor/comic and frequent troublemaker, was found lying dead on the living room floor of his Manhattan apartment Tuesday afternoon.
Would you like to be characterized as a frequent troublemaker?
Yeah, well, that's what he was, supposedly. He was addicted to drugs, specifically painkillers. He couldn't get off them. There were no signs of foul play. It's been treated as a homicide pending the findings from the medical examiner. He was 46. He was Kirk Douglas' second son by his second wife. He was half-brother to Michael.
Probably who? So jealous of Michael.
Michael?
Michael's got all that money, a good-looking wife.
Michael?
He's addicted to painkillers.
Yeah.
He was busted for driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs, for disrupting a commercial airline flight, for harassing a 12-year-old girl at a Connecticut substance abuse hospital.
Oh, he probably makes fun of Michael for marrying a girl with a mustache.
You know, you keep saying that about her, but I still think she's one of the best-looking women out there. You don't think Catherine Zeta-Jones is good-looking?
She bird.
You know what? I don't.
Oh, gosh.
I guarantee you she's got a mustache.
She beautiful? Is she fine?
What else? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, that's fine. Speaking of mustaches, the Olsen twins have been scratched from the Milk mustache campaign that Milk puts on.
Why?
Because according to some reports, she was having a powdered white mustache of another kind.
You know, so
maybe that wasn't Milk?
Comment?
Someone the other day got Jesus and had Jesus with a white mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Jesus drank milk.
Isn't that taking your religion a little bit too far?
Jesus did a lot of things. Jesus drank gin. He drank milk. Jesus loved to party.
Corby, come on.
Well, if you're going to have that campaign, wouldn't you have Jesus on your upper lip instead of milk? Jesus... That would make more sense.
The whole thing didn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
How weird would that milk mustache be?
Right.
Just have him resting comfortably, I guess.
Jesus did lots of things. Jesus.
He did?
Yeah.
Like what?
Plays outfield for the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
But he died for your sins. He died for your sins. That's one thing. Jesus loved to party.
Stop it. And that's dead Jesus.
You know what? I'm trying so hard, and when I do die, I'm going to go up there, and all that St. Peter's going to play are those three drops. And he's going to be like, you know what?
You think you're getting in these gates?
Nice try, pal. Jesus loved to party, huh?
Yeah,
Jesus drank gin.
Yeah, them gates are going to be closed to you.
But, man, I tried. I went to Bible study and everything. Yeah, but Jesus drank gin, Corby.
Snake. There's going to be me and Reiner behind those gates just waving at you.
Right, kind of poking at you with your long stick.
We told you. We told you.
Jesus.
Don't worry, Corby. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
And you'll be down there with Danny.
Your entrance to heaven is not based upon your works.
Thank you, Danny.
The Lord forgives you. Okay.
The number one film in France is...
Oh, is there any doubt?
They're saying this is one of the biggest... Fahrenheit 9/11 is one of the biggest films that France has ever seen. And you know, the bad part about this is that the French will take this 100% literally.
Who cares what they think?
I don't.
I don't really care what they think.
You know what? I want them to win just one war. One time. That's it.
Did they not win the French-Indian War?
Beat a bunch of Indians. What do you expect? That's not a war. It's a slaughter.
When they quit smoking, then maybe we'll be interested in...
The French?
Yeah.
Have either one of you been to France?
Yes.
You like it?
I was 18 years old. I liked everything at 18 years old.
Yeah, France was cool.
Can you imagine the 18-year-old Hammer in France?
Were you pompous towards those poor French people?
You know, I didn't know to dislike them at that time. You know, it's summer that I grew up. I've told you all about this when I went on a 28-day trip of Europe when I graduated from high school.
Right.
And I was in France for like 2 or 3 days.
Did you smoke cigarettes with them?
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Never?
Never.
They were inseparable.
Not one time.
Did you get hooked up with a French chick?
No.
You didn't?
No.
German chick?
What country did you score in?
Portuguese?
London and Belgium.
God, I bet you,
almost Switzerland.
I bet you looked like Russ from European Vacation. You had your Vans cap on with the two tails coming down
the back. Yeah, what year was
this? 78.
Oh, you did, man.
What'd your hair look like?
Feathered.
Oh, real long.
Feathered?
I mean, real long.
Was it feathered?
No, and it was right before I got it permed. So it was... It was just long.
God, I bet you were an American badass, just taking no prisoners in Europe, man. Just walking around.
I'll tell you what I did do, though.
Void chest sticking out.
I'm going to F this entire hemisphere.
You know what I'll do? I'll bring some pictures, because my mother's got some pictures that I took when I was over there. No, I'm not bringing them.
Oh, come on.
No, come on. No. Come on.
Because there was not one.
See, I didn't even get worked up over that because I knew he'd never bring them.
Got to go.
Because there is not one, I don't think there's one picture that I'm not wearing a tank top.
Attaboy, Hammer.
Gotta go.
All right, we gotta go.
All right, coming up
next.
Take care,
Snake.
A remarkable streak in baseball ended the other night. Is it remarkable or no? We'll get into that next here on The Ticket.